Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chadwell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is Sandy Foster, who is an international speaker, millionaire, mindset mentor, best-selling author, and award-winning business owner. Sandy was awarded 2010 Business of the Year in the Australian Home-Based Businesses Award, as well as a 2008 International Mentor of the Year, and has transformed her life from welfare to millionaire, now mentoring others around to create their own success. Her book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, is an international bestseller and has introduced tens of thousands of people to Sandy's practical and proven methods to create a life they love. Thank you so much for joining us, Sandy.
Oh, my pleasure, Stacey. Thank you for having me.
How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast is an international bestseller. Why are people so interested in it?
Well, I think when it comes to life, most people would love more money. And so I guess Wildly Wealthy Fast really hit a nerve with people because I not only share practical tips around how to create prosperity, but what I consider to be the most important, and that's metaphysical tips, tips around creating that millionaire mindset, tips around how to take where you are now and turn it into a life filled with abundance and prosperity. And for most people, that's a struggle. For most people, you know, they know logically they want more money, but they don't know how to get it. They don't know how to create it. And they consistently, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, you know, money is elusive to them, and they want it, but they don't know how to get it. And so with How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, I really basically took all the tips, ideas, secrets, strategies, all the things that I used to keep my focus on prosperity, to keep my focus and attention on the abundance that I desired, to take me from that place of where I was struggling to where I wanted to be. And, you know, it's an easy read, so I think it's become very popular simply because it works.
So why did you write How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast? Was making money easy for you, or did you always struggle financially?
Oh, gosh, no. The whole reason I wrote it was because it was a struggle for me. I mean, I grew up in a family that we didn't have a stack of money. I mean, we weren't poor by any means, but we weren't rich either. We were just an average family. And but when I left home, I rented and I had a job and I, you know, just did the normal things, but as I decided to go down the business path and start my own business, I just, instead of making money, I just got further and further into debt. And I ended up divorcing my childhood sweetheart, and I had a three-year-old and a six-month-old. So I had two babies, and I was trying to support myself, and I was going backwards financially. So it was really challenging for me. I was over $100,000 in debt. I was on welfare from the government. I think I was receiving about $15,000 a year, which, you know, it's just not enough to survive on. And so I just got further and further in debt. And so I really did not know where my life was heading. And very luckily, I discovered the personal development industry, and I fell in love with a particular personal development course, and I started marketing it, and I started making money. And I thought my money worries were over because I'd gone from making $15,000 a year from the government to making about $150,000. And I really thought that my life would be, you know, on easy street forevermore. But it was really bizarre because what I found was as fast as the money was flowing in, it was flowing out even faster. You know, all sorts of things were happening in my life to make that money disappear. You know, I had a car crash. I had, you know, some of my teeth needed fixing. I had machinery in the house blow up. I had even the welfare service wrote to me and said I owed them $7,000. You know, it was just amazing how as fast as the money came in, it flowed out. And I realized that didn't matter how much money you made, it didn't matter how much money was coming in, unless you changed where you were in your head, you would find ways to make it disappear. And so, no, money has never been easy for me. However, I decided that I wanted to make money, and I not only wanted to make money, I wanted to keep it. So I set about putting together all the different ways and ideas and strategies and secrets and processes and exercises that I could that would keep me focused on abundance and prosperity, because what I did understand was what you focus on is what you attract. What you focus on is what you create. What you focus on is what you then bring into your world. So I realized that what I was focusing on was the fact that I didn't have any money, was the fact that I didn't have enough to pay the bills, was the fact that I was too scared to answer the phone in case it was someone, you know, saying, you owe us, we need you to pay up now. So I realized that whilst logically I wanted to be wealthy and I wanted to be rich and I wanted prosperity and I wanted the abundance and I wanted the freedom that that would give me, at a cellular level, who I was on the inside was still someone who was very scared and worried that I would never have any money and worried that I would never be able to pay the bills and worried that I would never have that freedom. And so, I put together all these different ways to, instead of focus on how I didn't have any, instead focus on what I did want, focus on feeling rich, focus on feeling abundant, focus on feeling like that millionaire. And I just would write them all down, because I'm one of these people that gets very, very bored doing the same thing over and over and over again. So I came up with dozens of different ways to focus on that abundance. And I, as I said, I wrote them all down, and then I wanted to share them with people. And then, you know, I started sharing through a teleseminar, and that was great. But that four-week teleseminar turned into a six-week, then an eight-week, and then the 12-week. And I'm thinking, my gosh, this is ridiculous. It's you know, getting longer and longer, and it's getting more expensive for people to take part. And the whole point is I want to make people more prosperous. So I just put all that information into a book, and from there it just became a bestseller, and it's been so popular since, simply because I like to keep things really simple and really easy, and more than anything, really fun. Because becoming prosperous, becoming wealthy in the past has seemed like a very serious business, but I wanted to make it fun, because that's what the law of attraction is all about. That's what prosperity and abundance should be all about. And so it's fun, it's light, it's easy, and as I said, it really works.
Okay, so let's, you know, you mentioned mindset. So let's talk about more about your prosperity consciousness in your book.
Yeah, you know, prosperity consciousness, most people think because they want to be wealthy that they must have a prosperity consciousness, because there is two sides to the coin. There's a prosperity consciousness and a poverty consciousness. And a poverty consciousness is, I mean, you've heard about people that have no money and then they win the lottery or win, you know, some big thing, and but then a year or two later they're back to nothing again. But then you never kind of hear the other side of the coin, where someone who is a multimillionaire and they have a bad business decision, or there's a downturn in the economy, or someone embezzles them, or something really bad goes wrong in their business, they lose everything. But then usually within a year or two, they're back up there with their millions. Why does that happen? Why? And I realize that it's because people have a consciousness around money. It's who they are at a cellular level. It's who they are inside. And unless you change that, then it doesn't matter what you do on the outside, you'll go back to where you've always been. So one of the things that I love to do is to help people to create that prosperity consciousness, to help them change from the inside out. Because for me, while I knew I wanted to be rich, while I knew I wanted to be a millionaire, it came home to me very clearly one day when my daughter had spent the day with my mum and dad, and she said to me, oh, it was scary in the car with Pop today. And I'm thinking, oh no, my dad's, you know, he's an okay driver. I know the car's a bit of a bomb, but he's an okay driver. And I said to her, darling, what happened? She said, oh, we got to the top of Budrum, which is, we live on Budrum Mountain. She said, we got to the top of Budrum and he turned the car off and rolled all the way down the hill. And I suddenly remembered, oh my gosh, he does. He does that to save on gas, to save on petrol. And he would turn the car off at the top of any hill and just coast down as far as he possibly could, you know, hoping he'd build up enough speed to get him, you know, miles and miles down the road. And I realized that, oh my gosh, he does that, of course, yes, to save money. But why? Because he has a poverty consciousness. And then it came back to me, all the things I'd heard as I grew up. You know, it takes money to make money, and the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And I realized that, you know, whilst at a logical level I wanted to be wealthy, who I was on the inside was someone who had a poverty consciousness, and I needed to change that. And that's another reason why I came up with all the dozens of different ways to keep my focus on the abundance and prosperity I wanted, because I knew if I kept my focus there, then bit by bit, cell by cell, I would transform from the inside out. And when you transform from the inside, then everything on the outside changes.
And that's interesting that you mentioned that people have, and I've heard people doing that with the gas, especially with the gas prices going up right now, in America at least. A lot of, you see that recommendation online, it's, oh, please don't turn off your car, you know. But you're right, Donald Trump has lost his millions several times and always rebuilt himself. And you don't hear those stories, but they're just as powerful as the ones where they, you know, the lottery winners who lose everything within a year. And you're like, how do you lose that much, $300 million in a year? But they find a way.
Exactly.
So you were filmed by the team of the mega phenomenon, The Secret, which is all about the law of attraction. What's the connection between prosperity and the law of attraction, and what's the formula for applying the law of attraction, if you don't mind sharing that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was very exciting when I was contacted by Rhonda, who's a producer of The Secret, and they spent a whole day filming me, hopefully for an upcoming secret, like they were going to have a series of secrets coming out. Who knows? But, yeah, for me, The Secret and the Law of Attraction, for me, very early on, you know, even before The Secret came out, I was in love with the Law of Attraction. I loved the idea that we could focus on what we want and bring it into our world, because I was always of the understanding you work hard and then you make money and you save money and you invest money and that's how it's done. To me, that's so boring and that's so hard. And so for me, discovering that there is such a thing as the law of attraction and you can use it in any area of your life. And what I decided very early on was to, you know, when I cracked the code and when I actually began attracting prosperity and abundance, I decided then that what I wanted to do was share with other people how to do the same thing, because I, you know, I'm no one special. I mean, I know we're all special, but I'm just like everyone else. And I was this struggling mom trying to raise her two kids on her own and, you know, getting further and further in debt and really getting despondent about where my life was heading. But, you know, I simply changed it and turned it all around by using the law of attraction, by focusing on the abundance and prosperity I want. And so for me, coming from that place, and it's only, you know, 10 years ago now that I was that $100,000 in debt and I was struggling, and here I am now. I live in a multi-million dollar home, beautiful acreage. I've got my own spring-fed dam and kangaroos lie around it, and I've been able to take my kids to do some amazing things. You know, we've been to Africa and watched the wildebeest migrate across the Serengeti Plains, and we went to Peru and we trekked the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu, and we swam with the dolphins in Hawaii and took a helicopter around where they filmed Jurassic Park. And you know, some of the things we've done have been absolutely amazing, because I'm all into experiences. You know, I don't buy big flashy cars and jewelry and things like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's my choice and it gives me the freedom to do that. And so for me and for the people that I teach, it's all about changing your mindset, creating that millionaire mindset, then using the law of attraction, using that to attract to you what it is you want, keeping it fun, keeping it easy, keeping it simple. And, you know, because the universe is there waiting to give you everything your heart desires. The only reason you don't get it is because you don't have a belief you can get it and because you keep blocking it. But if you just opened yourself up to receive and believed it could happen, then absolutely anything can happen. So the law of attraction is very powerful, and my focus has always been helping people to understand how to use the law of attraction to create that prosperity, simply by focusing on what you want, talking about what you want, keeping your mindset, your vibration, your energy on what it is you want rather than what it is you don't want.
One of your prosperity tips is to create a space for prosperity. Could you talk more about that?
Yeah, sure. People need to understand that the universe is all about abundance, and the universe hates a vacuum. So where there's a space, it has to be filled. So one of the really simple things you can do is actually in your home, and I don't mean your whole home in one weekend because that will drive you insane, but in your house, choose a room, and in that room, choose a cupboard, and in that cupboard, choose a drawer. And in that drawer, start to clear out the clutter. Because when you clear out the clutter in your life, even though you don't realize it's cluttering up your life, you know, most people just get used to how their life is, how the clutter is. And what happens is it actually blocks the energy. and it blocks the flow of energy. And money is simply that. It is also a flow. It flows in, it flows out. But if your life is filled with clutter, if your mind is filled with clutter, you're blocking the flow. So the way to allow more to flow to you, whether that's money, whether that's, you know, more of whatever you need, let's say you're in that place where you need more clothes. So, yeah, you'd say, well, I need money to get clothes. But you know what? If you were to go in and totally spring clean your wardrobe and throw out everything you don't want, whether you give it to charity, whether it's a yard sale, whether you donate it, whether you give it to friends, whatever it happens to be, but if you make that space in your wardrobe, you'd be surprised at what occurs in the ensuing months that allow you to fill that wardrobe, whether it's more money comes to you so you can buy things or whether somebody gives you something that you've always wanted and, you know, it's your size. You'd be astounded. And it's the same with everything in your life. So if you make that vacuum, if you clear the clutter, then the universe is able to fill it. But while you're sort of stagnated, nothing can come. You know, if you think about a beautiful flowing stream, crystal clear, and it flows in and flows out, everything's easy. And then you think of that pond that's green and stagnant and smelly. Well, think about the energy and the area and your environment in your life. You know, do you have a lovely flowing stream that allows things to flow to you, or are you that stagnant pool? And if you are, then you need to get in there and declutter.
Very good advice. You've built a million-dollar business around what you love. Tell us how that evolved and some tips for listeners who either have their own business or are thinking of starting one.
Look, business and the law of attraction is just the most magical thing. For me, I guess I always thought, as I said previously, that you need to work hard and you need to, you know, create a plan and do this and stick to the plan, blah, blah, blah. And I never could do that because I'm not a planning person. And what happened for me is I decided, okay, I want to be a millionaire. That is my destiny. It's going to happen no matter what. And I'm thinking this while I'm $100,000 in debt and on welfare. So, you know, it was probably a bit of a laugh at the time. But I was like, I wanted to be a millionaire. And so I decided very early on that I was going to find people that I could follow in their footsteps, find mentors. And if that meant, you know, getting on a plane and going and seeing them at a seminar or a live event, I would do it. If that meant, and you know, getting into more debt, that's exactly what I used to do, get into more debt. But I was committed. And, you know, or if it meant getting their book or reading their home or going through their home study course or listening to an audio, getting on a live teleseminar, I did whatever I could to tap into the minds of people that had created the success that I wanted, because I just did not want to be in the place I was. Because I actually had a surfwear company. I designed and manufactured swimwear. And as big as the business grew, the more debt I got into. So I closed the doors on that, discovered the personal industry, as I said, started marketing course, made a lot of money but was still struggling. In the end, that business folded. But then I found coaching. And I went through my coach training and I became a coach and decided very early on that what I wanted to do instead of being a generic life coach was focus on coaching people around where I'd had some success, and that was around prosperity. So whilst I wasn't a millionaire, I had discovered that if you focus on what you want, you'll create it. So I started coaching people who had less than I had about how to focus on prosperity, how to create success, and it just grew from there. And as I became a better coach, I started to think, okay, I should take this information, I should turn it into a book. I turned it into a book, I made it a bestseller, I created mentoring programs and coaching programs, and you know, and even before I did all that, at one stage I had decided, again, I want to be a millionaire, I want to come up with a million-dollar idea. And I woke up with one morning with the words wildly wealthy women in my head. Without even thinking what I was going to do, I jumped online and I registered the domain name Wildly Wealthy Women. And then a couple of months later, I said to, I had a business partner at the time in a business, we were marketing a home study course around real estate, and I said to her, you know what, I think we should do something with this name. We should put together a program specifically for women that helps them create prosperity and success, helps them work with their mindset as well as the practical strategies. And, you know, we just launched that. Within 3 months, we'd had over 650 women join. We made close to $2 million, and it was just from an idea. So my main thing that I do with when I teach people, when I mentor them, when I coach them, is don't think you have to have all your ducks in a row and everything perfect before you get started with an idea. some people like that. Some people are very methodical and they need those step-by-step practical things all laid out. You know what? And the rest of us aren't like that. And if we have to do that, we will just get so bogged down that we'll never move ahead with an idea. So I tend to attract people to my products and programs and my mentoring that are like me, that just want to come up with an idea, run with it. And what I teach people to do is fix it up as you go along, tweak it and perfect it and make it better as you go along. And the beauty of the internet, this is a thing I love, is that you can do that. You know, you can come up with an idea for a product or program or service. You can put it on the internet and you can begin to market it. And if you decide that you want things to be different, you can change your website in an instant, change the price, lower the price, increase the price, change the services you offer. And it's instantaneous. It's very easy. Whereas previously, if you launched a business and you put out a brochure or whatever, those brochures and those things that you spent a fortune printing and getting out to the world, they're there forever. And to make changes means you've got to go and reprint and do everything again and, you know, change things in the yellow pages and, you know, all that practical stuff that bogs you down. Whereas people these days can run with an idea very easily if they learn about the internet, which is another thing I love to teach people. They can absolutely take an idea, turn it into making money very quickly and very easily and tweak and improve and make it better as they go along. And I'm very big on teaching people how to take a passion, which is what I've done, my passion, which is the law of attraction, and I've niched it down to using the law of attraction with prosperity and business and success, but, you know, helping people to take their passion and use that to create a business. Because if you're in a business that's not your passion, then you're just in a job, because you're in something that you're in, day out, not really enjoying it just because you're making the money. Whereas if you take a passion and use that to create an income, then it doesn't seem like work at all because you're so excited. I mean, you can probably hear it in my voice now. This is my business. This is what I do to make money. And I'm so excited. I love it. So imagine taking your passion and whatever that happens to be, and learning how to actually make money from it, and then your life just becomes so much fun because you feel like you never have to work another day in your life because you're doing it because you absolutely love it.
Great, great advice. Because even if you're working for yourself, like you said, it is a job. It doesn't matter that it's your job that you've created at home. It's now your job and not
exactly.
A passion, a love, your heart is not involved in it. So I love that you mentioned that. What is your definition of success, Sandy?
Well, you know what? My own personal definition, because everyone's is going to be totally different, but my own personal definition is being able to do the things you want to do when you want to do it without having to check your bank balance. So it's being in that position where, for instance, for me, I mean, I got up this morning. I live in a beautiful place on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. And I got up this morning and I went for a walk along the beach and then I came back and I checked a couple of emails. Now I'm on the phone chatting to you, you know, hopefully getting people really inspired and excited about their ability to create prosperity in their life. And you know, so I get to do what I love on a day-to-day basis. And to me, that's success. So anyone that gets to do what they love on a day-to-day basis and gets to choose how they work, where they work, because I work from home. I mean, how blissful. I don't have to get in traffic every day. I sit here in my beautiful office and I look out over my acreage and I see the birds flying and all the trees and I can see the kangaroos lying on the grass and my cat down there stalking them as if it's ever going to be able to catch one or do anything with it when it does. But, you know, I get to live my life on a day-to-day basis the way I love it, and I believe that really is success. And if people can create that in their own life, then they'll have achieved their own success too.
Wonderful. I understand you have a free gift for our listeners. How do they access that?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what we thought would be really nice to give everyone was what we call our prosperity package. And it's It's valued about $375, but it's totally free. What they get is a millionaire mindset audio guided visualization. So it's about 45-minute audio that really helps people move into a very prosperous vibration. And then they can take part in the Millionaire Money Game, which is a fabulous 6-week email course that really helps you expand your prosperity consciousness. And then we're also giving them another 40-minute audio, Affirmations for Your Abundance, which really helps you to create that prosperity, create and attract those riches and abundance and wealth that you desire. And they can just go to wildlywealthy.com/bonus. And if you go there, just put in your name and your email and you'll have instant access to those audios and that game, and hopefully get them into a place of really changing who they are at a cellular level, changing who they are from the inside out so that they naturally attract more abundance and prosperity into their life rather than chasing after it.
That is so generous. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Do you have any parting words of inspiration you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
I think what I really love to share with people is to understand that if I can do it, anyone can. If I can go from welfare to millionaire, anyone can, because I dropped out of school in grade 11. I didn't have any contacts. I didn't have anyone, you know, backing me financially. I didn't have any great education. I didn't have any great skill. I didn't have any great knowledge. I didn't have it all. But what I did have was a burning desire to create a life filled with abundance and prosperity. And I never gave up. You know, I persisted. I thought, if this is going to work for one person, if universal laws are universal, meaning they work for everyone, then I am never going to give up. I'm going to keep going until this works. And, you know, I had to keep going quite a while. But once I cracked it big time. And so I say to people, you know, if I can do it, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, finding a mentor or finding people that you really align with, that you feel connected to, and learning from them and then applying what you learn and create that millionaire mindset, have that belief in yourself, you know, keep going, persist, and you can absolutely create the life of your dreams as well.
Excellent, inspiring words about persistence and determination. Thank you so much, Sandy.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us as well. If you would like more information about Sandy Foster, please go to the GetEI.com website. That's GETEI.com, where you can find out more information about Sandy and her website, as well as the bonuses that she just mentioned. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacey Chabot. Have an excellent week.